man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on February 18th. 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for this live program. It's a brief 1 hour long. You've got a chance to call in at 800-313-9443 with your thoughts about our central topic, which is the Trump phenomenon. And once again, does the man ever take a break? Does he ever have a non-eventful day? Apparently not. Today he gave a beautiful speech in Miami. He mentioned Doral, and it might have been this speech might have been at the Doral Country Club and Golf Course, which Donald Trump owns. I don't know, but he mentioned Doral in the speech, and there were a lot of Cuban Americans there, it appeared. But anyways, it's a magnificent speech, very important speech in history, in which Donald Trump really demonstrated incredible leadership. He threw down the gauntlet to the dictator of Venezuela, Maduro, told him to hightail it out of town, and he gave an amazing speech to the people of Venezuela and to the people of the world, to America. Because he used Venezuela as an illustration of the Trump philosophy. He used Venezuela to reiterate his point that America will never, he said it slowly and emphatically, never be a socialist country. To huge cheers. The point that he had made in his State of the Union address, that the Democrats, the demon rats, the Democratic Socialists had such a hard time with that statement from the president. And he used Venezuela. He went over the points by which Venezuela illustrates how socialism is in fact a nasty system of dictatorship, grinding people and their freedom into the dust. Then he expanded, he moved out from Venezuela to Cuba. And he made the point, hey, we're tired of the dictatorship in Cuba. Beautiful, huge cheers. The Venezuelans understood that too. He made a very interesting point about the relationship between Maduro and the Cuban dictatorship. He said Maduro is a puppet of Cuba. Ooh, I haven't heard that. I'm not a big student of Maduro or Venezuela, but that was the media is never going to give you that piece of information. And then he expanded further out to another dictatorship, Nicaragua, another socialist nation. And another dictatorship, another third world hellhole. So very beautiful speech from Donald Trump. And he challenged the Maduro dictatorship hangs entirely on the military. And Donald Trump threw the gauntlet down to the military. He said, you've got two choices here. Go with the Venezuelan people and go with a free Venezuela. Or stick with Maduro. And then he said, there's no going back. If you make that choice, there's no going back. And then here's his quote. This is beautiful. And the crowd went wild. He said, and you will lose, you personally, you the general making this decision to stick with Maduro, you will lose everything. That was great. Then also, Donald Trump, the peace president, was wonderful in using the bully pulpit and moral authority in this speech, using brilliance and incredible rhetoric and persuasion to make his case. And I assure you, everybody in Venezuela is listening to this speech right now. And those who can't speak English are having it translated. I'm sure it's sweeping Venezuela and sweeping the whole Latin American world. Trump made the point that if we can rid ourselves of the dictatorships, the socialist dictatorships in Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua, the Western Hemisphere will be the very first hemisphere in the history of the world that was a free hemisphere, free of dictatorship. Wow. The man thinks way outside the box. So that was great leadership today. So that's one story. We could talk about that. Another story unfolding is this guy, who knows how to pronounce his name, Jussie Smollett, the guy with the fake hate crime. Boy, is that in the year of the boomerang, in the presidency of Mr. President Boomerang, is that boomeranging on the left, yet another fake hate crime. So that's, right after the fake hate crime of the Covington Catholic high school kids, right after the fake sex crimes alleged against Brett Kavanaugh, on and on it goes. So more takedown of the fake news media by President Trump. In fact, let's go to our Trump tweet, the Trump tweet storm. Let me hit refresh here on this. I've got one computer that's dedicated to Donald Trump's tweet storm. it's always open, and I just leave my tweet always set on Donald Trump. He's got a tweet. His most recent tweet is 4 hours ago, and he's talking about, he's there with Melania. You see what kind of dress she has on. It's, as always, a really nice one. We are here to proclaim that a new day is coming in Latin America, in Venezuela, and across the Western Hemisphere. Socialism is, in all caps, dying. And liberty, prosperity, and democracy are being reborn. Make America great again. And The more tweets on this. I ask every member of the Maduro regime, end this nightmare of poverty, hunger, and death. Let your people go. Set your country free. Now is the time for all Venezuelan patriots to act together. And find another one. Here's his quotes. Now, let's go to another topic here. More great stuff happened, of course. This Andrew McCabe meltdown is proceeding apace. Sunday, he appeared on 60 Minutes, admitting, I mean, the man has lost his mind, but thank goodness. He admits to being a central figure in a coup d'etat against a candidate and then president of the United States. And Donald Trump quotes Dan Bongino on Fox to say, this is the quote from Bongino, "This was an illegal coup attempt on the president of the United States," unquote. And then Donald Trump's comment is one word, true. Wow. Folks, that's, you know, some of these stories generated by the Trump era are so big that it's hard to put your arms around them. They're so huge that story right there, an illegal coup attempt against the president of the United States with a one-word comment, true. That's never happened before. And then Donald Trump makes a quote on Fox and Friends. He says, "Great analysis by Fox and Friends." He's watching Fox. And here's another one. This is 14 hours ago. So this would be the president is watching Andrew McCabe on 60 Minutes. Wow. So many lies by now disgraced acting FBI director Andrew McCabe. He was fired for lying, and now his story gets even more deranged. He and Rod Rosenstein, the man I like to call Rodney the Rat Rodentstein, and what I've said about him and my nickname of Rodentstein is now being borne out as having been based on the reality of what a rat, what a ratone Rodney the Rat is. He and Rod Rosenstein, who was hired by Jeff Sessions. Oh, and I didn't see this comment. Boy, this is in parentheses. Another beauty. Wow. That's in parentheses. Ooh. I'm going to think about that one for it. That just hit me. He and Rod Rosenstein, who was hired by Jeff Sessions, parentheses, another beauty, close parentheses. Wow. That is one heck of a comment. And we're going to make that a part of the theme of today's show, is the betrayal of the president by various ratones, Paul Ryan being one of them. There's a great Louis Gohmert interview on Breitbart, in which Gohmert makes the point that Paul Ryan was truly a rat as Speaker of the House and lied and deceived Donald Trump, lied to and deceived. Insisting that a vote for border wall funding would fail in the House of Representatives. So Paul Ryan stopped Donald Trump from getting the border wall funding that he could have gotten in the House that would have then passed the Senate. Thank you, Paul Ryan. He was lying. And Louis Gohmert, great Texas congressman, great patriot, great Trump supporter, he makes that point. I think I'll be able to play that audio for you. But look at this. He and Rod Rosenstein, McCabe and Rosenstein, who was hired by Jeff Sessions. Remember, Jeff Sessions is the guy who made Rod Rosenstein his deputy, so that when Jeff Sessions then recused himself from just about everything of any importance to the president, Rod Rosenstein became effectively the attorney general. And then, bada bing, Jeff Sessions, bada bang, Rod Rosenstein, bada boom, Robert Mueller. Rosenstein then drags in Robert Mueller. Rodney, I'll wear a wire, Rodenstein, who's still working in the Justice Department. Wait a minute, what's wrong with that picture? And hasn't been indicted for anything. Wearing a wire, he said to Andrew McCabe, they don't pat me down when I go into the White House, so I can wear a wire, and I'll bring back some juicy stuff to you boys. Man, that's that, folks, come on. Treason? That's treason in all caps. The president concludes that tweet with, looks like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught. There is a lot of explaining to do to the millions of people who had just elected a president who they really like and who has done a great job for them with the military, vets, economy, and so much more. This was the illegal and, I like this adjective, very correct, Mr. President, treasonous insurance policy in full action that Peter Strzok and Loveberg, Lisa Page wrote about the insurance policy. There, this is it. Take out Trump. If he manages to get elected, in spite of our storm of lies in the press through the campaigns, if he does manage to, horror of horrors, win the presidency, we'll take him out with the insurance policy. And then here's another tweet from the president today, which is not reported. This whole matter has not been reported by the lying left-wing communist, socialist, Maduroite, Castroite, Ortegaite press that, quote, this is a quote that President Trump retweets this. After 2 years of interviewing more than 200 witnesses, the Senate Intelligence Committee has not discovered any direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. So there you go. And then here's more. And of course, Donald Trump, you know, this man, this great leader, a man who gives speeches like the State of the Union and this speech on Venezuela, he needs to have time to focus his great powers on the great matters of state and the fate of our nation. And one of the things that these retons have done is they compel the president to spend hundreds and hundreds of hours studying, for example, the coup d'etat against the president himself. These are hundreds of hours that he could have been doing other things. They have compelled him. Of course, he has to defend himself. So when they punch him, he has to counterpunch. He has to defend himself. He can't just take it in the chin. So here's another post where he's showing again his the many hours he's had to devote to this coup d'etat against him. He's now quoting Rush Limbaugh. These guys, the investigators, that's Mueller, that's McCabe, that's Rodenstein, that's all of them, ought to be in jail. This is Limbaugh speaking, quoted by the president. What they have done, working with the Obama intelligence agencies, is simply unprecedented. We'll finish that and then go to the tweet following, right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
The
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Finish up a tweet or two from the president. Then I'm going to go to the phones here. Let me look over here on the phone lines. We've got Chris in Las Vegas, Dr. Kelly in California, Mike in Kentucky, three of you, I think. So we'll go to you forthwith. And to finish this tweet from the president, he says, after quoting Rush Limbaugh, which is fantastic, Limbaugh was fantastic. Disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel, when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax, a puppet for Leak and James Comey. Many of the top FBI brass were fired, forced to leave or left. McCabe's wife, Jill McCabe, received big dollars from Clinton people for her campaign. How improper. The Clinton campaign gave like $750,000 to Andrew McCabe's wife. Can you say payola? Bribery, corruption? And of course, then McCabe, who's investigating Hillary, gives her a pass. Oh, here's a suitcase full of money. Oh, you are exonerated. Is that, as Mike Huckabee said, justice a la third world hellhole? Is that banana republic government? Yes, it is. McCabe writes, the president is a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country. Indeed, my comment. Make America great again. And so there you go. So some great tweets from the president. And, you know, he's keeping track of all of these details, like Jill McCabe getting this suitcase of money so she can run for the Virginia State Senate in 2015. He shouldn't have to do this. Now, one of the reasons he has had to do this is people like Paul Ryan. We'll go to that for just a moment, then I'll go to the calls. I want to go to this quote from Louis Gohmert, who was interviewed on Breitbart. And where is it? Let's find this Louis Gohmert article. Yeah, boy, there's so many good ones to report here. Louis Gohmert says that Paul Ryan tricked Trump into believing the wall funding could not pass through the GOP-controlled House. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican of Texas, told Breitbart News on Sunday that when former Representative Paul Ryan was House Speaker, he tricked, and that was Gohmert's word, President Trump into believing a spending bill with wall funding could not pass through the House of Representatives. Now, I offer this to Ann Coulter and others who, you know, keep banging the drum. Hey, when Donald Trump had the House and the Senate, he didn't get the wall funded. Well, there's your answer right there. Paul Ryan, if you're the president, you rely upon the Speaker of the House. He's the guy who knows the vote count. You don't, as the president, you don't know. So Paul Ryan, lying snake raton that he is, deceived the president into believing, and if you're the president, if you're Donald Trump, you don't want to bring something up for a vote and lose. Sometimes strategically it makes sense to lose, but no, you don't want to lose. So you don't bring it up. You don't bring it out on the floor for a vote because Paul Ryan, the lying SOB, has assured you it will fail. Thank you, Paul Ryan, you piece of garbage. Of course, now he's out of the House, but, you know, a day late and a dollar short. Paul Ryan is also responsible for the loss of the Republican House. Had the wall funding been successfully done by a patriot Speaker of the House, Republicans would have kept the House in all likelihood. So Paul Ryan really, really changed American history for the worse. And I suggest Ann Coulter launch her barbs. You know, Donald Trump's a more tempting target. Paul Ryan is off center stage. I would still launch the barbs at Paul Ryan. He deserves them. And Mitch McConnell. Now listen to what Louis Gohmert. It's wonderful that we have a few honest people like Louis Gohmert. He says, Congressman Gohmert, a member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, told Breitbart that former Speaker Paul Ryan told Trump in the run-up to the December government shutdown battle that a spending bill with wall funding would not pass through the GOP-controlled House. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, a staunch Trump ally, correctly predicted that House Republicans did have the votes. And in fact, they did. We'll be right back, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that
instead
ever
of or of like,
I just wanted to let you know that
they're going to
come
out the drug cartels.
Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
On a wooden cross, blackbird in the barn, 400 empty acres, used to be my farm.
Louis Gohmert of Texas, listen up. He's one of the good ones. This is what, of course, I said, stay in formation. That's what we need to do as Patriots. Stay with our commander-in-chief and keep the team going. Here's what Louis Gohmert has to say about that and where the responsibility is for the fact that in those 2 years, Donald Trump did not get funding for his wall, for our wall. But here's the man who did it, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell with his stupid 60-vote requirement in the Senate. Here it is. This is Louis Gohmert being interviewed on Breitbart.
On the other side of the aisle, and not enough of our guys that are willing to stand up to it. But we should have done something when we were in the majority, but we had leadership that was deceiving the president. For example, even the week we finally took a vote with border wall funding in the bill before Christmas, our former speaker was still telling President Trump, we cannot pass a bill in the Republican majority house that has spending money for the wall. And in that meeting, Mark Meadows said, just bring it to the floor. We'll see. We think we do. So we brought it to the floor. We passed it with wall spending money. Man, that could have been done 2 years ago.
Now, that's authoritative, folks. That's Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert talking about a meeting where he was present with Mark Meadows, with Paul Ryan, the Raton. And that is where the history was made. That is where the wall was stopped. It was stopped by Paul Ryan lying to the president that it couldn't pass the House. And the president has to rely on the man who's, you know, running the House.
2 years ago, but we squandered 2 years that I think God gave us this great opportunity, and we elected leadership that just was happy sitting on their hands.
Are you encouraged, though, to see President Trump start to call out and admit that he was tricked by some of these people in leadership?
Well, it's the truth, and he was tricked. For 2 years, McConnell and Ryan were apparently telling him neither one of us can pass a bill with the border wall spending in it. And so, yeah, I mean, the president has got to be frustrated, and if he can make a few more employee moves.
So there you have it, folks, and that was the point I was making yesterday about the difference between being a leader, being in power, and having to deal with the real furniture of government, the real machinery, rather than just, you know, being a commentator, blathering away. It's so easy, you know. As a commentator, you can say anything you want. You can be right all the time. You can spin on a dime. But somebody running the country, much harder thing to do. And Donald Trump got tricked by McConnell, tricked by Paul Ryan. Louis, you just heard it from an authority, not a commentator, Louis Gohmert. Well, let's go to some callers here. Let us start in on our list at the top with Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there? Come in, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Okay. And then whenever we lose a caller, folks, it's my fault. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, your turn.
All right. Thanks, Kelso. I just wanted to say that you made a great nickname there, Lion Ryan. And it's been so stressful that Calgon isn't working anymore. So, Kelso, take me away.
Yeah, well, you know, it's sad that Paul Ryan... I wish him ill, whatever he moves on to. I hope he fails, and I hope people stay on his case. And, you know, if he's going to go cash in multi-million dollar payoffs for all of his treasonous action as Speaker of the House, I hope people alert the public to that. And, you know, may Paul Ryan, you know.
I'd love to sit some beach nutting. Lion Ryan's eye.
In that dude's eye. Yeah, there you go. That's the way to, I like that, Dr. Kelly.
Before a trial by jury, you know, of my peers, and maybe even a grand inquest of 23, and you only need a simple majority. So well, thank you, Kelso, yeah. You butt, and have a great show.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, what's on your mind?
Why, thank you so very much, James. A couple of different things. One, when we call this a coup d'etat, I think we're underselling it. I think it's really a mutiny, a takeover by violent force, by illegal lawfare against the POTUS. Not to mention that Rod the Rat Rosenstein, besides being a big fat rat, is also a two-headed snake, because not only was he going to wear a wire to try to get evidence to incompetent 25th Amendment the president, he also threw his boss, Comey, under the bus, hoping to emulate J. Edgar Hoover and vault himself into the director's position to seize that power so he could then blackmail everybody in the Congress with all the dirt that they've been gathering on him for years and vault himself to a position of absolute power as a monster dictator beneath the surface like he really lusted to be.
Yes, and people, you know, one of the things, there's a, you know, I've never been in intelligence or in you know, law enforcement, but there's a phrase under, I think there's a term, under orders. There are certain people who operate under orders. And when they do certain things, they're revealing their orders. And I think all of the defenders of Rodney the Rat Rodenstein are revealing themselves when they praise the rat. Or the same thing with Robert Mueller. When people praise Robert Mueller, I think they're tipping their hand that, you know, these are their orders. You're not allowed to say something bad about Barry or Bob Mueller. You're not allowed to say anything truthful about Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. So that's interesting. And you're right, a mutiny, a coup d'etat, you know, an assassination attempt, in effect, on the president of the United States. And the boy, you know, this justice has to be meted out to these people. Now, did you notice? I just read it here live on the air. I hadn't seen it before airtime, Chris. But this is amazing. When the president said he, meaning Andrew McCabe, and Rod Rosenstein, who was hired by Jeff Sessions, and then in parentheses, another beauty. Wow. I mean, the way I read that is that Donald Trump is really unloading on Jeff Sessions right there. How do you read it?
Well, Jeff Sessions never did anything that we can observe that was objectively material while he was the so-called attorney general, except turn over to Rod the Rat Rosenstein and his contemporary Mueller to do the lawfare against Trump to frame the blame on the victim while ignoring the fact that he and his own honies and buddies and in cahoots criminals with a Hillary Clinton gang of Brennan and Clapper are the ones who really did the Russian collusion and sold the yellow cake to the Russians.
Yes.
And profit egregiously and converted it to their own self-interest, therefore
yes.
Stealing it from the American people.
You got it all in. My gosh, Chris, you got it all in 30 seconds. That was beautiful. Now, and this goes back to, but unloading on Jeff Sessions that way, this goes back to, you know, people, they say certain things, like that's this another beauty comment from Donald Trump. I go back to Jeanine Pirro, you know, a very, very important, impressive figure in law enforcement and the legal world, you know, prosecutor, a genius at what she does, very experienced. And she said, if you remember, this was, I don't know, it was a year ago, it was some time ago, she said of Jeff Sessions, Jeff Sessions is the most dangerous man in the world. Jeff Sessions. Yeah, but here's what I just floored me when I heard her say that Jeff Sessions was doing more harm within the American government than any other person. And what she correctly perceived is that Jeff Sessions was the enabler. He was the guy making it possible to take out Trump. He was the guy who brought in Rodenstein, who brought in Mueller. He was the guy who refused to unrecuse himself. He was the guy who and then this prompted that very revealing, another very revealing comment from our president who said, he tweeted, I don't have an attorney general. And of course, Donald Trump, what is the attorney general for a patriot president? He's the sword and the shield. He's the guy who can launch the attacks and he's the guy that can defend. And Sessions was working for the other side. You know, and in my theory, the theory I came up with, the president says another beauty. My theory was somebody's got a 5-minute Motel 6 gentleman's video of Jeff Sessions and or something. Somebody's got something on Jeff Sessions. But anyway, he is, you know, just like Paul Ryan, he has now disappeared into oblivion. He's done his harm, done his damage. And Donald Trump just has to, you know, keep on slogging through the deep state.
Well, I'm not convinced that Paul Ryan was actually more dangerous and more harmful than Jeff Sessions, the Lion of Zion, the rabid rabbi Paul Ryan, who I warned you over whenever we were running up to the election that he was a dangerous individual, and yet they left him in place the whole thing. I knew what was coming with Paul Ryan. He is a rhino, a Republican yes. name only. He was a left-wing extremist.
Yes, yes. And the... Yes, the rhino part of that I will agree with completely. So there you go. But anyway, George, thank you very much. And
thank
I mean,
so
Chris, Chris, brother, Chris, I'm sorry. And let us go now to let us come off the phones for a moment and go back to some stories here. Let us. Go to up to the top of the news here and see what's going on with there was a great interview. I won't have time to cover it. I'll just let you know about it. There's a woman named Lara L-A-R-A Logan, and she has worked for 60 Minutes. This is one of these rare people of integrity who speaks the truth. And she said at the end of this interview, it was a long interview, I think 3 hours long, with a host named her interviewer was named Mike Ritland, and the but at the end of her interview she said something so true. She said towards the end of the interview, Lara Logan quipped, "This interview is professional suicide for me," and that was a beautiful statement by her. Of conscience and integrity, because what she described, she has worked at 60 Minutes. She's been inside the deep state press, and she said, "You know what? These people are all a bunch of liars. They're all a bunch of left wingers. They're all a bunch of deceptive people." And you know, she basically said, "You know, to hell with it." And she was famous, I won't go into the detail about her incredible career and the amazing things that she's done. She says this. She says, "How do you know you're being lied to?" She's talking about the mass media. "How do you know you're being manipulated? How do you know there's something not right with the coverage?" She says, "Something's wrong." She said, for example, all the coverage on Trump all the time is negative. And then she says, "Although the media has historically always been left-leaning, we've abandoned our pretense. Or at least the effort to be objective. We have become political activists, propagandists." And then she says about, you know, "Is there any honesty in the media?" And she answers this way. "This is the problem that I have. There is one Fox, and there are many, many more organizations on the left. The problem is that the weight of all these organizations on the left, when you turn on your computer or you walk past a TV, and everyone is saying the same thing, the weight of that convinces you that it's true." There you have it. There, that's George Orwell's 1984. There it is right there. You don't question it because everyone is saying it. Unless you seek out Breitbart on your computer, you're probably not even going to know what the other side, that is our side, the right, is saying. And of course, she could also have said, unless you listen to RBN, but she's referring there to the biggest and most successful of the outlets on the right, which is Breitbart. There she goes. So a very good interview with Lara Logan. And you probably won't hear anything more of her, because, in fact, she will probably be dumped by the lying lamestream media. Let's hope she gets picked up. Maybe Breitbart can hire her if she can get a show or something like that. And of course, that's our ultimate goal here. If we succeed, of course, we will have shows. We will have networks. We will make America great again. And the left will be, they will not be running the show. We do not intend to simply be a frustrated opposition forever. Let's see.
The day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And
everybody thought they'd breathe their last. Except John. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said,
just
hi,
said, hi,
Big John.
John. Love that. Somebody Jimmy Dean talk. Anyway, we just have one more segment left here, and I think I'm just going to fade out the show here with just kind of a summary of the good things that happened today. The speech on Venezuela, brilliant. I should have had a clip ready for you. The president said remarkable things in this speech and had a great response from in the audience. You could sense there were Venezuelan Americans, Cuban Americans, probably some Nicaraguan Americans, too. But the president condemned all three socialist dictatorships and said, we want to clear them out of the hemisphere. And boy, a very popular thing to say down in the Miami area. And a very popular thing to say in front of any patriot audience in America. So that was a big deal today. And then the other big deal is the meltdown of Andrew McCabe, who has basically admitted, I mean, he's admitted on 60 Minutes of all places, and he's got a book out. Amazing. And I think he was fired from the FBI. I think he was fired like a couple days before he would lock in his pension. Something that's like one small consolation about his being fired. And he is being investigated. He is the subject of a referral for prosecution, but no prosecution has been launched against him. And some of this worst crime in American history, in terms of a coup d'etat, there are other, of course, very serious crimes. The 9/11, one of the worst crimes in American history. So hard to say which is worse. But a coup d'etat against the president of the United States, if no one goes to jail for this, if, you know, 2 years from now, when Trump either is or is not reelected in 2020, no one has yet gone to jail. Boy, is that verification of what Mike Huckabee said, that this is a banana republic. Our justice system is that of a third world dictatorship. These crimes committed by these people, and talking about it on 60 Minutes, admitting we had a meeting to decide. You know, we wanted to decide what are we going to do about this president. We need to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of him. Well, the 25th Amendment, folks, which was created as a consequence of the assassination against John Kennedy. The idea was, what happens if the president is physically unable to function? Not, you don't like him, you want to get rid of him. The FBI was actually thinking they could use the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president. Wow.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.